Thanks, John. Of course, I was shocked. Of course, I was gutted. Of course, I am sad. Of course, I have tears welling up as I start to make this audio in honor of Gwentleian. I've just listened to Slandy's composition for harp and his words in relation to Gwentleian Shannon. I've also listened to every word I've been able to listen to that other people who knew Shannon have shared on Audioboom. And I have said before, and I say it again, that I dedicate this year's Music Community Festival, October 17, to Gwentleian. There are a few things about Gwentleian's influence on my life that I want to share with you. First of all, and most of all, for me, she lives on. When my father died, and again when my mother died, I found a way of, if you like, installing them or allowing them to install themselves on my shoulder, by my ears. And as long as I live, they will be a presence in my life. People I can not just remember, but to whom I can refer. I can't be certain that Gwentleian will also be there for all the rest of my life, in the way that I am certain my mother and father will be. But as I sit here today in this Cafe Beva in Glenmire in Cork, in dedicating October to her, it's one way I have of installing her. From the get-go, I think she played a part in my life. Okay, she was a musician, and that always impresses me, anyone who makes music. But anyone who has not just the capacity, but the ability to show it, to be a person of high values, high commitment to those values and high behavior in line with those values, first of all, gets my respect, but particularly achieves a very high place in my respect when they are able to accept that others have different values, and when they are able to communicate in a really genuine way with people of a different, if you like, mental disposition. You see, I think that Gwentleian and I share the same values. Even though she is a very religious person, and I'm an unbeliever. In one sense, that connectivity and sharing reminds me of my relationship with my mother when I went to Lourdes with her on more than one occasion. And it rather tickled me that I, an unbeliever, could go to Lourdes. And it was not a burden to go. And I could push her to the grotto, to the Stations of the Cross. And I could just be with myself in my way. And I used to say to my mother, "My every step is a prayer, Mother. I don't have time for prayer. My life is prayer." I was both teasing her, but also working out what was the connection between religion and irreligion between humans. Gwenllian is, I mean, that's almost enough to say that about Gwenllian, that she is alive. I could say more but won't. As I've been speaking, I've been choked. My eyes are wet. And they're partly, they're not just wet because Gwenllian has passed away into a different realm, but they're also tears because I know that I share with so many other people membership of a community of appreciation. And you know, I am not alone. And my life could be described as a life in search of belonging. I want to pay a very special tribute to Simon, SM2N, and Stefano Slandi for the work they have done this year and in other years to give us a communication platform, a website. It's my intention to contribute to that website during this coming month. And the only thing that I have in my mind about that is a slight qualm that I, who is a rampant extrovert, who is in love with the communication with people and the communication with myself of my love of music, and who regards Octaver as a huge opportunity to delve into the question, who am I? That I might put so much stuff on the website that people might think that I'm laying claim to ownership. So I do appeal to as many people as possible to contribute on that website. And I do trust that everyone who contributes to Octaver will be okay if I follow my impulse to put links to your audios on that website, although I daren't promise to do it comprehensively every day. And it's certain that I'm going to miss some people's audio altogether because I won't find it, or they won't have used the hashtag Octaver17. So again, in gratefulness to all of you, and I include Gwentlian in the all of you, in gratefulness to you all, I am deeply moved and grateful. Paul O'Mahony.